Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode contains distressing themes and descriptions of violence. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener caution is advised. Conflicts in the workplace are not unusual. Co-workers don't always see eye to eye, especially when their occupation is the only thing they have in common. On rare occasions, minor disputes can escalate to violent assaults. According to the Health and Safety Executive and the Office for National Statistics, almost 300,000 assaults were committed in the workplace between 2019 and 2020. While the majority of those attacks were committed by customers or strangers, 3% were committed by colleagues. Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is the 39th in a series of bonus episodes. Workplace hostility can result from miscommunication or perceived disrespect. Most of the time, these issues can be resolved through meetings with senior members of staff or human resources. Still, sometimes, the severity of the conflict is not known until something irreversible has occurred. On July 19, 2011, 58-year-old Vincent Broadbent was working a shift at Midland Door Services on Booth Street in Smethwick. The industrial door manufacturers produce door systems used in warehouses and factories across the UK. During an argument with a co-worker, Broadbent wielded an axe he was using to strike his colleague twice on the back of the head. Luckily for the victim, the blows were not as serious as they could have been due to the protective headwear Broadbent's co-worker was wearing. They escaped the incident, only requiring stitches. When Broadbent was arrested, he claimed that his colleague had been bullying him and that his actions were in retaliation to the abuse he had suffered. Broadbent admitted one count of wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm in March 2012. During his sentencing hearing at Wolverhampton Magistrates Court on April 5th, Judge Michael Challoner told him, "This is an offence where lesser harm was caused, but that really being only because he was wearing a welding helmet. You could have killed him. The public must understand that no matter what the mitigation, if you take an axe to someone's head, you are going to lose your liberty for a significant period." Vincent Broadbent was sentenced to 3 years in prison minus the 256 days he had spent on remand. A year later, on August 3, 2013, 28-year-old Farouk Shakar, an Iranian barber working at a barber shop on Nuxley Road in Belvedere, southeast London, used a cutthroat razor to end an argument with a co-worker. The victim required 25 staples to treat slash wounds to his head, arms, and hands. The police were informed that the argument started over an £80 debt. When officers arrived at Shakar's apartment above the business, they found that he had fled. The Metropolitan Police issued multiple appeals to try and trace Shakar, but he was not located until June 18, 2015. Detective Constable Danny Cosin said at the time, "Shakar was on the run for nearly 2 years after this violent assault. However, offenders should be aware that we don't just forget about them. We will ensure they are captured and placed before the courts to answer for their crimes, no matter how long it takes." Farouk Shakar pleaded guilty to wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm on October 30th, 2015 at in a London Crown Court. Shakar was sentenced to 40 months in prison. Few occupations are described as being as notoriously stressful as working in a kitchen. During an argument with a co-worker on July 22, 2018, 57-year-old Hung Shai Hung Huang did the unthinkable. As his colleague bent down, Huang took a pot of oil that had been heating on the gas hob and poured 4 litres of the boiling liquid onto the man's head, chest, and arms. As the victim was writhing on the floor in excruciating pain, Huang fled from the kitchen of Beijing City Takeaway on Mill Street in Congleton. Other staff in the takeaway eventually found the victim and rushed him to Congleton Hospital. Medical staff alerted the authorities, and an ambulance rushed the man to the burns unit at Withenshaw Hospital, where he was placed in a medically induced coma for over a month. The man suffered full thickness burns to 35% of his body. It was not until September 7th, around a month and a half later, that Hung Shai Hung Huang was tracked down more than 60 miles away at a betting shop in Birmingham. During a police interview, Huang claimed that he had been afraid of his co-worker, and that was why he poured the oil over him. Huang eventually admitted to wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm and was sentenced to 9 years in prison following a hearing at Chester Crown Court. Detective Sergeant Simon Mills spoke after the sentencing. "This was a truly barbaric act, like something out of the Middle Ages. Huang's cowardly attack has had a devastating impact on the victim, who spent 3 months in hospital and still has to have daily care for his injuries, which have not healed. He has appalling injuries which will scar him for life and also have a significant impact on the rest of his life. I hope that the sentence handed down goes some way to providing some closure for the victim." Huang was initially remanded to HMP Alt Course before being transferred to HMP Berwyn in Wrexham. Communication between the inmate and prison staff was difficult, as Huang's first language was Cantonese, but he did manage to inform officers that he was suffering from a cut on his tongue. The injury was found to have been caused by a broken tooth, which was extracted in November 2019. 2 months later, Huang reported feeling unwell, and he was subsequently sent to Wrexham Mailer Hospital. Hung Shai Hung Huang died on January 23, 2020 from heart failure as a result of sepsis that had been caused by bacterial endocarditis, an infection he was believed to have contracted when his tooth was extracted.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hung Shai Hung Huang was not the only takeaway worker to attack a colleague. Shortly after 10 p.m. on February 13, 2020, South Wales Police responded to an incident on Gwydir Square in the Uplands area of Swansea. A 37-year-old Syrian native, Mohammed Kokash, was found in Frankie's chip shop with stab wounds to his neck and abdomen. Mohammed was taken to Morriston Hospital with serious injuries while the police tried to find out what had taken place. Mohammed Kokash had been working at Uplands Pizza for around a month. And on the night in question, he and another employee, 28-year-old Samir El Hussein, were alone while the manager, Mr. Bader, made a delivery. Mohammed explained that he had served several customers at the counter before going to the kitchen to wash a pair of tongs. In the kitchen, Mohammed heard El Hussein whispering something to himself. Mohammed continued what he was doing. But when he turned around, El Hussein stabbed him in the neck and stomach. Mohammed later recalled, "I was shocked. It was very fast. It was for no reason. There was no reason for stabbing me. I ran away. If I did not run away, he would stab me more and more." Mohammed managed to escape, heading to Frankie's chip shop 2 doors down from the pizza takeaway. The police failed to find Samir El Hussein at his address on Burrows Road in Sandfield, Swansea. But the following day, he was arrested on Oystermouth Road, where he gave the police a false name, William Space. El Hussein had been born in Germany to Palestinian parents, and he moved to the UK 8 years before the attack to live with his father. He had worked at Uplands Pizza for almost a year. The investigators learned that El Hussein had fled the scene following the attack and stayed with a friend before checking into a B&B on the seafront the next morning. During interviews, he claimed to have accidentally stabbed Mohammed in the neck when Mohammed became aggressive. Samir el-Hussein was charged with wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm and brought to trial in October 2021. His barrister Ian Wright suggested that Mohammed Kokash, who spent a month in hospital being treated for his injuries, had been the aggressor and had become enraged when el-Hussein made a comment about Syria. On the stand, el-Hussein testified that he had been preparing salad and coleslaw in the kitchen when Mohammed came in and went from, quote, 0 to 180. According to el-Hussein, Mohammed became aggressive and provocative and told him in Arabic that he had seen things in the Syrian war that el-Hussein could not imagine. The accused claimed that he had put out his left arm to keep Mohammed away from him, who was holding a knife. But when el-Hussein put his right hand out, he forgot that he had a knife too. The defendant's barrister asked his client if he intended to injure Mohammed Kokash or to stab him. And el-Hussein replied, "Not at all. We work together. We had no contact outside of work at all." El-Hussein admitted to causing the injury to Mohammed's neck. However, he insisted that it was nothing more than an accident and denied stabbing the victim in the stomach. The defendant claimed that he panicked when he saw that Mohammed was injured, and he ran out the back door and went to a friend's house. He testified that he had stayed with his friend instead of going home because he wanted time to himself. Prosecutor Robin Rauch alleged that el-Hussein's account was fabricated and told the court that el-Hussein had been trying to evade arrest by booking into a B&B under a false name. After a four-day trial at Swansea Crown Court, Samir el-Hussein was found guilty of grievous bodily harm. He returned to the court in December for a sentencing hearing. Judge Paul Thomas said that el-Hussein had shown no remorse for his actions and was a significant risk to the public. Samir el-Hussein was handed an 11-year extended sentence, 8 years in prison, and 3 years on license. After the hearing, Detective Inspector Gareth Jones said, "This was a frightening incident for witnesses and the victim, who had to spend 19 of his 35 days in intensive care, sedated. Using a knife as a weapon has serious consequences, and I'm pleased that today's sentence brought el-Hussein to justice for his irrational and life-changing choices." So where are we now? In some instances, a great working relationship can suddenly collapse due to unexpected circumstances. Port Talbot-based solicitor Kevin Lane began a long and successful law career in his hometown in 1990. 1 year after buying a license plate that read SUH1M at an auction, Lane set up his own law firm in the town centre and eventually converted two terraced houses into offices for several employees. Kevin Lane and Co-Solicitors was a community-focused business that sponsored local rugby and football teams and donated generously to charities. However, following the COVID-19 pandemic, something shifted, and a decision was made for the founder to take a step back from running the firm. Reese Lane, Kevin's nephew, and Rory McCreesh, one of the directors, arranged to buy the firm from Kevin Lane so he could work on a consultancy basis. Shortly before 2 p.m. on June 23, 2022, Reese and Rory arrived at Lane's lavish home on Dinis Baglan Road in Baglan, Port Talbot. The three-storey gated property was worth over £500,000 and when Rhys and Rory stepped into the hallway, they were surprised by the lack of warmth in Kevin's greeting. After Rory suggested that they should go into the dining room to discuss the files prepared for the handover, he noticed Kevin Lane extending his hand towards him as if to shake it. Without warning, Kevin Lane lunged forward and stabbed Rory in the chest with a 6-inch kitchen knife. As Rory was being pushed back towards the door, he grabbed hold of Kevin Lane's arms and called out to Rhys that he had been stabbed. Rhys desperately tried to reason with his uncle and reminded him that they were all fathers, hoping that he would let go of the knife. Rhys was eventually able to get the blade out of Kevin's hand, and he and Rory rushed outside and got into his car. They sped to Morriston Hospital Emergency Department, where it was discovered that Rory had a 4-centimeter stab wound beneath his right pectoral muscle. Although the blade had missed any major organs, it did cause bleeding into the chest cavity around Rory's lung. Once Rory was in a stable condition, South Wales police officers arrested 65-year-old Kevin Lane at his home. Lane appeared remorseful and told the officers he did not mean to hurt anyone. He even asked if Rory was all right. Lane was charged with attempted murder and appeared before Swansea magistrates in early July. Concerns regarding Kevin Lane's mental state were raised by the defence, and the court ordered mental health evaluations to be carried out. At a later hearing, Lane pleaded guilty to wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, and his plea was accepted after evidence was heard from 2 doctors who evaluated him. Lane had believed that Rory McCreesh was actively plotting against him and felt compelled to stop him. It was suggested these thoughts were determined to have been caused by paranoid delusions and depression that Lane had been suffering since the pandemic. During a sentencing hearing on February 6, 2023, Lane's barrister John Hipkin KC told the court, "This incident of violence was a complete shock to everyone who has had any dealings with him over the past 40 to 50 years." The court heard that the changes in Lane's demeanour had not gone unnoticed by Rhys Lane or Rory McCreesh. They had worked with him, and it had played a part in their decision to buy the law firm. Rory McCreesh read a victim impact statement at the hearing and spoke about the lasting impact of the attack. "I still have flashbacks and sleepless nights, and I have a scar which unfortunately will be with me for the rest of my life." Describing Kevin as a very good friend, Rory continued, "I still have a good relationship with Kevin's family, and I feel sympathy with them as I know they're also devastated and at a loss as to why Kevin did what he did. I also had to take some criticism from people who believe I was to blame for what happened, or I must have deserved it, as Kevin is such a lovely and good guy. This has really affected me as nobody considered that I may have done nothing." Mrs. Justice Jefford ordered Kevin Lane to be detained in a secure unit under the Mental Health Act. In her sentencing remarks, she said, "The facts of this offence are in any view very sad, both for your victim, Mr. Rory McCreesh, and for you. The impact on Mr. McCreesh has been understandably significant. He was attacked for no reason by someone who was a colleague and a friend. He has had to endure the stress of everything that has followed, including the involvement of the police, the courts, and the solicitor's regulator, and the media attention that this attack attracted. Furthermore, he says that he was subjected to criticism and speculation that since this was so out of character for you, he must have done something to provoke you. I therefore take this opportunity to emphasize that that is wrong. and that he was a wholly innocent victim. Mrs. Justice Jefford also acknowledged that Kevin Lane had been described in character references as the epitome of a gentleman, and explained that she recognised that the attack was wholly out of character. The judge concluded, "I have no doubt that it was the product of the mental illness that has since been diagnosed, which has included paranoid and delusional beliefs. I express the hope that you will be able, in due course, to return to your community and your family and rebuild your life." Thank you for listening, and special thanks to our patrons for their support. For more information on this episode, please see the show notes or visit our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.